If you aren't paying the state use tax, well, you probably should be. That's the tax Illinois charges the buyer when the seller doesn't charge the state sales tax on purchases. And that happens on a lot of sales from out-of-state retailers, including the growing online retail sector. For those purchases, we're all supposed to fill out an ST-44 form and send in the use tax to the Illinois Department of Revenue. Department spokeswoman Sue Hofer says the state collects about $5 to $6 million a year from the tax. With big items, as well as sales to businesses, the state has ways to keep track, but not so much on small retail items like clothing or books. Hofer says an estimated $150 million in use tax revenue wasn't collected last year.
We think that most people in Illinois weren't even aware that they owed a use tax when they bought an item. And this is not a new issue.
The whole process would be easier for the state if it could require out-of-state sellers to charge sales tax like stores within the state do. But a 1992 U.S. Supreme Court ruling says out-of-state merchants only owe state sales tax if they have a physical presence in the state, like a store or an office building. Lots of big online sellers have this presence, and they charge shoppers the state sales tax. But two of the biggest web retailers, Amazon and Overstock.com, and lots more of the smallest ones, avoid the state sales tax because they don't have facilities in Illinois. Rob Carr of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association calls that unfair.
It's frankly ridiculous to think that a Main Street retailer should be put at a 6.25% disadvantage right off the bat, because they're required to collect a sales tax and someone else is not.
Carr's group supports the bill now on the governor's desk to set up what's been dubbed the Amazon tax in other states. Under the measure, if an Illinois business puts a link to an out-of-state seller like Amazon on its website and then receives a commission for every referred sale, that would constitute a presence in the state, requiring the out-of-state retailer to collect sales tax for everything it sells to Illinoisans. But while the Illinois Retail Merchants Association likes this approach, a group representing online sellers says the measure won't hold up in court or in practice. Jeff DelBianco is with the e-commerce group NetChoice.
That's not going to fly. The courts won't support it. And worse still, the big out-of-state retailers will just cancel their advertising programs. And therefore, no new revenue makes it to Illinois.
And DelBianco says some Illinois businesses would lose money, too, when they lose the affiliate relationships they currently have with Amazon and other big out-of-state online sellers. He says that happened when Amazon tax laws passed in Rhode Island, North Carolina, and Colorado, although it didn't happen in New York State, where the law is being challenged in court. The whole thing worries Tim Storm, the CEO of FatWallet.com, a shopping website based in Rockton, Illinois. Storm says affiliate relationships with Amazon and other online retailers account for 30% to 40% of his revenue. And if the legislation becomes law, he'll move his business and its 52 jobs out of Illinois.
We're prepared to relocate out of the state if that's what is necessary. That's not our plan A. Our plan A is to be able to get Quint and veto the bill. And we're not in differing opinion. Illinois should be collecting sales tax. It's how they're going about doing it. This is not the right way.
There's another alternative, passing laws in the federal level for uniform or streamlined state sales taxes across the nation. Both Carr of the Retail Merchants Association and DelBianco of NetChoice say this would smooth out the differences between state tax laws and allow states to collect sales tax revenue from out-of-state sellers. But after 11 years, only 22 states have signed on to a streamlined sales and use tax agreement to encourage passage of such a law, and Illinois is not among them. While the governor mulls over the so-called Amazon tax legislation, Illinois is trying to reach out to taxpayers who haven't been filing their ST-44s. This year, for the first time, the Illinois 1040 state income tax form includes a line for paying the use tax. And there's even a table for figuring out an estimated payment if you haven't saved all your receipts. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.